was fun. We've just heard You Don't Know Like I Know by Sam and Dave. Previous to that, Stay Away by Styx. Before that, Words, The Regents, Fright by B. Brock and the Vibratos. And before that, Orangutan by the Bobbies. 2 Cayman I, CC Rider, Johnny Kendall and the Heralds. And before that, How Long Do I Have to Wait for You? By Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from the album 2005 Daptone Records. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 53 degrees in New York. More music now.
Thank you. Oh, they that wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Johnny H. Franklin and the Saint Gospel Singers. Getting us underway here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. Right before that, we heard the Drinkard Singers, the Magnificent Drinkard Singers, really legendary in the gospel world. This Man Jesus, it's a Thomas Dorsey composition. And those two tracks, taken from the Black Gospel Ladies, I Walked Out in Jesus' Name, 1947 and 1970. We played three tracks a couple of weeks ago. There's two more. It's a three CD set. So we'll be dipping into that some more in the coming weeks. Highly recommended. Not a lot of gospel reissues from the golden era. And this is a magnificent job once again on the Narrow Way record label, the gospel friend and Mr. Slim Notini. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Forgive me, Slim. We forgive you because you've tuned in to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel broadcast here this evening on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Join us on the AccuPlaylist, Multimediaplex playlist. Say hello or just read along with us, whatever it is you want to do. I have a fine, perfectly legible, beautiful playlist and bulletin this evening. Just down the road from here in Montgomery, Selma, Alabama, we've got the Sensational Friendly Four, one of their first records, and I really like it. It's raw and funky, and the organ is great. Wasn't that a shame how they done my Lord? Start this next set of gospel music. We'll see you at the bottom of the hour here on WFMU.
And you get upstairs and she get all spunky there, and all of a sudden you look there and she ready to go, and you look at a rooster just won't crow. Boy, that can be embarrassing. I never been there, but I know that can be embarrassing. You know it. And I'm gonna tell you something, and next thing you know, she come over there and whisper in your ear, say, visit the spiritual workshop. You holler, she say, the spiritual workshop. that's when you know that you need to visit the spiritual workshop. No holler about you don't need to visit it. You know for yourself, just as sure as I am talking, you know you need to visit the spiritual workshop.
Shine on me, you do not want. We are still talking about the blood of Jesus Christ. And Cain talked with his brother Abel. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done, Cain? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. God cursed the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Judas, the man betrayed Jesus, saw them condemn Christ, and he repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. There was a woman had an issue of blood for 12 long years, and she heard of this man Jesus coming through Jerusalem streets, healing the sick, raising the dead. She said, If I can only touch his garment, my blood will be made pure. Oh, my mother used to sing an old song many years ago. It sounds something like this. There is a fountain filled with blood flowing from the Emmanuel veins. And then again she sang the old hymn, at the cross, where he shed his blood. And I heard mother sing sometime soon in the morning, sometime late in the evening. The tears would run down my face. And again I heard her say, I was healed by the wound in his side. One day I was walking, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood. Save me. Somebody said, when John wrote the book of Revelation, he used an eagle feather and blood was his ink. One day, yes, well, Lord Jesus, when they cut Jesus in his side, the blood came running down, run on, well,
Oh,
Guess what? We had the Inner Man Gold. It's good. We had the Total Man. We have the Cobra. We had that Rhodiola. Oh, my God. That Rhodiola is tough. That Rhodiola is awesome. It is awesome. Now, you're talking about something ride smooth, those new Cadillacs, those 2000 DeVille, those things is smooth. Good. But that Rhodiola is just as smooth as they come. And don't forget that Yohimbe 1000 Plus. That's 1,000 plus milligrams. That's enough milligrams to knock a bull down.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I found out. Ain't nothing like the real thing. No, not that song. It's a gospel song. Original Carolina gospel singers. Courtesy of the Gospel Time record label. Yes. We take a break here at the bottom of the hour on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. As folks get up, move about the vestibule, greet their friends, we will tell you who you just heard. Sensational Friendly Four, Selma, Alabama. Started that set. Wasn't that a shame how they done my Lord? That was a good one. Brother Henley and the Henley Brothers, God will stand by. God is standing by. We're the great Kings of Harmony of Alabama, still singing in a Jubilee style, 1947. Shine on me, one of everyone's, the old folks, I include myself in that, one favorite gospel classics. Shine on me by the Kings of Harmony, Birmingham, Alabama. Reverend J.T. Bell and the Moody family, heard a little sermonette. I see the blood. And when these preachers preach either a live recording in the studio, it's for real. They're not going through the motions, as is all the gospel singers when they make records. You know, they're not pretending. They're singing for the Lord, singing for the Spirit. And right there, Reverend J.T. Bell was preaching for the Spirit, no matter where he was at. And he came through loud and clear. The Fantastic Golden Airs, Jesus Picked You Up. And we ended the set there with original Carolina gospel singers. I'm so glad I found out. Ain't nothing like the real thing. They ain't nothing like WFMU listeners and Sinner's Crossroads listeners. Thanks for tuning in this evening. My name is Kevin Nutt. Greetings to Reverend Creighton and all the gospel friends everywhere. We have no old business or new business, I see. So from the Selma, Alabama area, and I believe there is a member of this group, the Electrifying Friendliettes, that is the partner, spouse, wife of one of the Sensational Friendly Four of Selma, Alabama. Crying Days Will Be Over is what they'll be singing. Start this next set, getting up towards the top of the hour here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Be like a stupid, I'm working for Jesus.
Working for Jesus.
Every day.
Every day.
Work out.
The work I do.
I'll get my pay.
I'll get my pay.
If I keep on
working for Jesus.
Trying to find
my own
part. I don't
have all
my soul to belong.
My soul to belong.
Working for Jesus.
Working for Jesus.
Trying to find
that I'm on fire.
Jesus, I Love You. The Gospel Airs of Calhoun Falls, South Carolina. Winding it down for us, getting us ready to step out and make room. Here on WFMU and Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, we'll tell you real quick here. Electrifying friendliettes started set there at the bottom of the hour. Crying days will be over. We heard from the Ballad Brothers. That's a mean old world. It is. But hang in there, brothers and sisters and beloved. Consoling clouds of joy. Thank you, Adam. Lord, you've been good to me. We heard from the Ellison family. You've been so good to me. That was a live recording. I just noticed that. Things do happen. Swan Gospel Singers, I'm Working for Jesus. We heard Reverend J.T. Moody this time and the Moody family. I See the Blood, kind of a companion tune to the sermonette we heard in the first set. And we end the set there with the Gospel Airs of Calhoun Falls, South Carolina. Jesus, I love you. I love everybody, brothers and sisters and beloved. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Thanks to the mighty gospel friends, everybody on the message board, gospel folks everywhere, all over. Thanks for tuning in. And stay tuned to WFMU. That's what you got to do. You know you got to do it. Stay tuned to WFMU. My name's Kevin Nutt, and we'll see you next week.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.